It's time for another fun fact, and this week, Jeremy, we're headed back to Epcot.
What a surprise.
Okay, you know what? You want to complain? You can start coming up with the fun facts, buddy.
No. That's okay. I'm sorry.
And suddenly you're real excited to be back at Epcot. So not only we're going to get back at Epcot, but Brad is scraping the barrel so much, we're actually going back to Illuminations.
After 2 whole weeks, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It basically came down to, I don't think we've talked about that on Fun Fact. I like that, so we're talking about that. And you know what? When you do Illuminations every night, or what feels like every night for months on end, you think about Illuminations a lot. So, Jeremy.
Yes, sir.
You know that Illuminations can be seen all the way around the World Showcase Lagoon, right?
All the way, yes.
Okay. So my question to you.
The globe is round.
It is. It is round. And three. It is spherical. It is
hashtag
spherical.
Flat earth. Hashtag truth.
So, Jeremy, where can you get the closest to the fireworks and the globe?
Okay. Closest to the fireworks. Are you talking about the ones that shoot off from the little boat that the globe is on?
Yes, the barges.
I was going to say, because you just go up to get closest to the fireworks.
I guess,
can bring a ladder in.
I guess technically, if you want to try that, that is an option. I don't suggest it.
Well, Brad, if the World Showcase Lagoon is round, then there should not be a closest. There should be, everywhere should be equidistant. Now, I'm stalling to try and think about when I'm at Illuminations where the most people are, because I assume that what you're going to say is published somewhere and that everyone who is going to see Illuminations Googles, what's the best seat?
Will it make you feel better if I tell you, if you try to think about it, you're probably not going to get it because I'm cheating you and I'm gonna throw a little bit of a change up in there that's gonna mess you up whatever you're probably gonna select.
Oh, okay. Well then, how about let's just say, Brad, is it Morocco?
No, not Morocco.
It's the darkest.
Well, yeah. So that would be, you know, and Norway would also be a decent place to see it, but. The closest place is at the outpost. You know that little thing with the drums and the refreshment stand?
Oh, yeah.
That's the closest place to see the barges and the globe.
Huh.
The trick here is it's not inherently the closest place to see them once Illumination starts.
Yep. You got me.
Yep. Because you know what I'm going to talk about now, right?
Yeah. Because that's where they come out.
That's right. Actually, the bridge right there at the outpost is a bridge that lifts up. So even though it seems like it's awfully close to the water and you're thinking, how do they get that big globe through there? Sometime, usually like late afternoon, early evening-ish, you know, sun's still up and everything. You will see that bridge. They will stop people from going both ways on it. And the bridge lifts up. And the reason I say outpost side is the best side or the closest side is because when the bridge lifts up, it's a one way, like the whole thing lifts to one side and it lifts away from the outpost. So on one side, you can see bridge. So if you're a huge pavement fan, that is your fun fact.
You'd really like to get an up close look standing.
That's right. You can also recreate this by laying down, but you know, you can do that anywhere. You could just walk out to the road out in front of your house and lay down and boom, you have kind of what that bridge looks like. But on the other side, you can then see all of the barges come out with all the fireworks loaded and realize that wow, those barges are much bigger up close than what they seem like when they're out there in the World Showcase Lagoon. And then you can see the big globe come by and say, that is ridiculously large compared to what I think I see when it's out in the World Showcase Lagoon.
And a little bit ugly?
Not a little bit. It's ugly.
It's kind of, yeah.
It's not designed to be seen at that time when you can still make out the kind of rusty color, or at least that's what it was the last time I saw it, the kind of rusty color, and, you know, be that close to it. It's made to be dark. Yeah.
And fit into the, and kind of blend into the middle of the lake and just turn on when it needs to and then open up. Like, it's totally function over form, but it's just, it's pretty funny because I have seen when it comes out, it's, you tricked me and I feel like a dum-dum, but I have seen it when it comes out of the thing and I was just like, man, that is rough looking.
But it does its job, and that's what we care about, right?
Yeah.
So, if you've always wanted to get the up close view, or if you want to be a mean trickster like me and try to get people walking all the way around the World Showcase Lagoon trying to find the closest place, feel free to share this fact with your family and friends. Also, don't blame me if you get hit by your family and or friends, or they just don't talk to you anymore. But that doesn't mean that we've covered all the fun facts, and Jeremy's love of Epcot notwithstanding, we'd always love to hear your fun facts, especially about Epcot, because Jeremy loves hearing about them so much. So let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast, or on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.